Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, December 9th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30 today, we're going to talk to Art Stevenson about a very merry bluegrass Christmas coming to the Pittsville School Auditorium on the 15th. We'll be talking about that in a little bit. Right now, though, we got our great friends from the Wisconsin Beef Council on. Our new friend, Angie Horkin, is with us, Director of Marketing. Angie, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Angie and I are going to talk with you about beefing up for the holidays, but before we do that, two very important questions. Angie, did I say your last name right?
You did. You said it perfectly.
I don't get a lot of those, so I appreciate that. That's great. And Angie, more importantly, or just as important, I wanted to ask too, anytime we have somebody new joining us, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? How did you get involved with the Beef Council?
Well, that's a great question. I've been with the Beef Council since I was a summer intern in 1996. So I'm really dating myself there. I've been there quite a while. My position is the Director of Marketing. I have a beef farm myself. My family does. My parents and my husband and I and our children, we have a registered Angus cow calf seed stock operation. So in southwestern Wisconsin, so I grew up in the beef industry, went to college in Madison, actually at Edgewood College, played basketball and softball, and I got a marketing management degree, and the Beef Council is in Madison, so I was a summer intern, one of the summers when I was in college, and then they had an opening, and it was right about the right time, so I applied, and kind of been there ever since. A lot has changed and evolved at the Beef Council. Of course, a lot of what we do, we're the beef checkoffs, so we're funded by all beef producers. And we do consumer education, research, and promotion. And as the Director of Marketing, I oversee all of our consumer education efforts, our paid advertising, our website. I kind of like to tell people if they ask me what I do, I kind of teach people how to cook beef. that's kind of the gist of it. So how to cook it, how to store it, how to shop for it, tips and tricks. And of course, our great recipes. So our website is known for our recipes. I don't know how many we have, hundreds, if not a thousand or more. We're just a nice resource for beef.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Angie. Appreciate it.
Yeah. It
has to mean, there's plenty of great people working in these industries that may have not grown up in that, but it's got to mean something a little bit different, not just with the knowledge you can share and the experience you know, but I imagine it means something a little more to be able to be in this industry when you grew up in this industry.
Oh, it does. It does. I'm like fully 100% vested in the beef industry, and at sometimes, most days it's hard to differentiate my life from work because they overlap a lot.
I can imagine.
So I kind of live it and I work it. And it's really nice. And, all of the different ag industries, not beef specifically, but there's so many great people and there's so many great ag industries in Wisconsin. We have a really great agriculture system to be proud of. And so it's a wonderful, and it's great working, I live about 35 minutes from where I grew up, and then I get to head down to Verona, Madison for our office, so I get to experience big city life, so it's nice.
And, one thing that myself, our audience, is able to tell right away in just meeting you, Angie, is the passion and the energy you feel for this. Being able to cover a subject you care so much about while also doing it in state, your home state, that's just extra meaning behind it. It also shows you know what you're talking about. Like, you know what you're talking about. And it matters. It matters a lot, not just with this subject, certainly, but with beef for the holidays, which is what we're going to dive right into.
Yes.
Go right ahead, Angie, because I want to get out of your way. Yeah.
No, but I've been telling people I travel around the state and I do TV segments on our morning news, evening shows, and know a lot of great people. But I love this time of year. I always say this is kind of our favorite time of the year at the Beef Council. Granted, every day is Beef Day at the Beef Council, but this time of year with the holidays, we have so many great beef cuts. Those premium, really beautiful, just traditional comfort food beef recipes and cuts that we love promoting this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And in Wisconsin, the prime rib, you know, making a prime rib is the king of the table. And you'll watch your supermarket flyers wherever you shop or meat markets. They'll probably be on sale because they know us Wisconsinites are out, mm-hmm. and we're going to buy one, and we're going to try it, or we're going to make a holiday roast tradition in our households and make it every year.
Yeah, and Angie, you guys do a really nice job on the website of really like taking a walkthrough of some of these recipes and how to make them. You've got a great one on here on how to make a rib roast.
Right. So if you go to our website is beeftips.com, and then right on the homepage, we've kind of got slider pictures. The first one says Beef Up the Holidays. And if you click there, you'll go to a page. It's kind of my one-stop shop for December. For right now, I tried to put all of our assets that we've created that we have to share with people, put it right here on this one page. So you definitely need more than a couple minutes to check out this page. So maybe set aside like 5 minutes, okay, and start going through it. But yeah, we just created a how to make a rib roast, so a prime rib. We made a video in less than a minute kind of just showing you simply the utensils you need, the whole gist behind it. Of course, you know, you go to the website, pick a recipe, so any rubs or sauces. But in under a minute, we kind of show you how to make that rib roast. These roasts that we're purchasing this time of year, you know, like a ribeye roast choice, tenderloins, they're premium, so they're expensive. They cost more than our traditional beef meals because it's kind of a splurge and indulgence this time of year for Christmas or Christmas Eve or even a New Year's meal. So we want to make sure you're confident in making that roast because it is an investment, and you really want to have a delicious, memorable holiday meal.
And Angie, when it comes to, and we want to encourage people to check out the website, check out the videos, you can go to beeftips.com for those. But are there some, you know, just off the top of your head, some things that, mistakes or things that people should really keep in mind, maybe when they're picking out the rib roast?
Well, so I like, one of my most favorite tips too this time of year is if you're not friends with where you shop, your meat department personnel, make friends now. Go in. Stop in or even call in ahead of time just to take a little bit of the stress out of the meal. Say, hey, I'm thinking about making a prime rib roast. Maybe if you've never done it before, you're a novice, or a tenderloin, and I'm going to have this many people. I kind of want to give them a really nice big serving, or you know what, I just want a 2-pound tenderloin roast. I'm going to slice it up thin and do an appetizer. And they'll help you out. They'll get you what you need. You know, you can get a bone-in roast or a boneless rib roast. Sometimes they call the bone-in rib the boneless ribeye, but it totally depends on the establishment. But they'll offer to kind of cut your bones off of your rib roast and then tie them back on. So you still get that bone-in flavor and that presentation. But then it makes it carving so much easier. Just little tips like that. Call ahead, stop in, and then tell them what day you want to pick it up. You know, maybe the day before your meal or 2 days before. And then you've got that, you've got a little bit of a assurance that, you know what, it's going to be okay. It's going to be there waiting for me with my name on it. Just little things like that. And then these roasts, you know, they don't need to be tenderized. So if you're making a tenderloin or a rib roast, they don't need to be tenderized. So, you know, we're just roasting them in a pan with a rack, and an oven safe meat thermometer is key. Get a thermometer, invest in a thermometer that you feel confident in. You know, you can get I use the one with the dial, the old time. It's like, you know, they're probably like $6.99 in the grocery store, in the store, but there's so many different thermometers. You can use Bluetooth Wi-Fi ones, like if you have a smoker and you use them, use those in your oven. Because once you cook that roast too far, then you want it, you can't go back.
Yeah.
So use a meat thermometer you're confident in, and just watch your temperatures. Every roast cooks differently. Everybody's oven cooks a little differently. Maybe you got a couple side dishes in with it. It's going to take a little longer to cook. So even though you're following a recipe and it says blank minutes, set your timer for an hour and 30 minutes and check, you know, always check that thermometer, because that is, that's your go-to utensil this time of year with a, for a holiday roast.
Yeah, my father's going to be all over this segment, Angie. And one of his oldest lines is cooking beef and everything is the thermometer is as important as the knife.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses exactly an old school one too. He loves the old. There's something about those, you know. They work. They're good.
I know. I trust it. It's never let me down. It's got some age on it, but it still works great.
Yeah.
So if you go to the website and that Beef Up the Holidays page, we got, if you scroll down, we do have some cooking timetable charts. So oven roasting timetable. So just, you know, some guidelines. I like to tell people if you've got a rib roast, bone in or boneless, set your timer for 20 minutes a pound. And that's definitely on the light side, of course. And then start checking that thermometer. Now, you know, if you're going to do a tenderloin roast, they don't take very long at all. Mm-hmm. So I've been buying 2-pound center cut tenderloins. And this is another good tip, too. So with the rib and ribeye, everything you'll find in Wisconsin is choice. So we sell choice beef. That's the grade. So it's got a lot of internal flex of fat, the marbling. Now, you can buy a choice tenderloin, for sure. But I've been buying the lower grade tenderloin. It's actually like a select or a high select. And my supermarket calls them pismos. Mm. So maybe you want to call ahead and say, hey, okay, choice tenderloins are running this much a pound. Could I get like a high select, still a steer tenderloin, but just a little bit lower grade. So just maybe a little less marbling, but you're still going to have a great eating experience. And in my supermarket, they're almost half price per pound. I like that value too this time of year. I'm kind of watching my pocketbook and stuff. Mm. And then I'm using that tenderloin in other recipes. We've got like a mini beef Wellington appetizer, small plates, mix 24 little puff pastry appetizers. And that high select tenderloin is perfect in that recipe. And I make 24 appetizers with 1 pound. So a nice economical way to stretch a tenderloin, if you do have a larger gathering and you don't want to maybe give everybody a big slice of tenderloin, try one of our appetizers recipes. And we've got a nice page too, talking about the thermometer with the times and temperatures. So that nice pink medium rare, if you like your steaks done that way, you want to take your roast out of the oven before they reach 145. So USDA says 145 is medium rare, but you want to take these roasts out at 135 and let them rest 10-15 minutes for sure for a rib roast. Tenderloin doesn't have to be that long. Let them rest. The juices, the roast will keep cooking, so that's why you want to take it out early. It'll keep cooking and the temperature will keep raising, but all those juices that are boiling in the meat and doing the cooking will settle back down and get in their little pockets where they belong. So then when you transfer that roast to your carving board and slice it, the juice will stay inside. It won't run on your, you know, sometimes, you know, when you cut in too soon, because it's like, oh, I didn't wait long enough. All my juices are on my carving board. But then I guess, you know, you grab a piece of crusty bread and sop up the goodness. But,
oh, yes.
Just little tips like that. It's all on the website on beeftips.com. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the recipes. We got links to holiday entertaining collection, classic holiday dinners, appetizers. I put the brunch recipes on this page also because, you know, maybe you got family coming in for more than one day. You're going to need brunch recipes. You want to do a really nice brunch recipe with some ground beef in it, like a strata egg bake, so you're not cooking lunch and breakfast for the crew. They're all on there. A lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, and Angie, we're speaking with Angie Horkin, Director of Marketing with Wisconsin Beef Council. And Angie, you know, as big as our charcuterie boards are nowadays and everything, I know they're mostly for cheeses, but I see people putting all kinds of stuff on those things. So, adding a little beef to that isn't a bad idea. There is so many different options to do with beef. And while, you know, you mentioned early in the episode here, especially in Wisconsin, you know, rib roast is king. It is certainly going to be used a lot. Well, maybe there are some people that want to try serving it differently or a classic way. You've got the classic holiday dinner section for the recipes with that.
Yeah.
And then there's people that may want to try something different. And so there's options there for them as well. But I also wanted to mention the drinks that you can pair these with, because that's something else that certainly during the holidays here in Wisconsin, we want to be able to do. So pairing your prime rib with a wine or a pairing your beef with an alcohol, there's also some sections for that.
Yes, we've got some links on there. Pairing prime rib with wine, I have a link to Vindulge, and she's a blogger out east, no, west. I think she's out west, but she's great. She does a lot of beef recipes. She's a great advocate for the beef industry. But yeah, she's got a really fun red wine pairing for prime rib. Yeah, and then we've got links to pairing beef and alcohol and some beer pairings. What kind of beer to have with what kind of like meal, fun stuff. Just something. Yeah. I like trying that. I'm glad you brought that up, because I like trying a new wine or a new beer this time of year too. And it, you know, very economical stuff too. I'm like a $12 a bottle of wine kind of girl.
Yeah, so. Same here. I hear you, Angie. Yeah. I hear you. And one other thing that I thought was really cool about this, and I don't know, I imagine it was intentional, but it also might have been subconscious. When it comes to, you know, Christmas dinner and Christmas time and everything, there is so much going on. There's family around, and it doesn't feel like we ever get enough time with them. And one of the things that I thought was cool about this is the different ways to prepare it and the time that it takes to make them. And maybe you feel like you've been spending too much time in the kitchen on Christmas and everything. Well, there's ways to make this, you know, make roast in a faster way.
There definitely is. You know, and if you are wanting to try, or you already maybe have a roast tradition, you do the prime rib. So the rib roast, the ribeye, definitely season that up ahead of time before your guests arrive. It goes, you know, they'll cook and they take about 2.5 hours in the oven. Make your side dishes ahead so you can just pop them in, or if it calls for like a horseradish sauce or a red wine sauce, you can make those definitely ahead too. And then you get that hangout time while it's in the oven. But like a tenderloin, you could even roast off your tenderloins ahead of time, especially if you want to slice it off and do like a little appetizer. Like I just love doing, it's not even a recipe, just roast my tenderloin like a day ahead and then slice it off thin and have it cold on with some flavored cream cheese on a little crostini, like a little, or even a nice kind of a cracker, like a thicker cracker, something like that. Mm-hmm. Nice little handheld appetizer. It's fine cold. You can have it all ready to go in the refrigerator, bring it out. A lot of versatility. So take at least 5 minutes, go to beeftips.com and check out our Beef Up the Holidays page. And then, you know what, too, on the website, we have an About Us page, and you can email me from the website. I want to make sure, if you go to, and there's a Contact Us on the About Us, and you can email me. So maybe if you're still got some questions that you can't get answered on the website, definitely shoot me an email. I've already had a couple phone calls. We joke about the prime rib hotline this time of year. You know how they used to have a turkey hotline. We get prime rib calls. It's okay. You know what? Shoot me an email or give me a call. Our phone number is probably on the website too, I'm sure, somewhere. Yeah, it is. There it is. Contact us. we'll help you out.
We
want everybody to have a beautiful Christmas dinner.
Absolutely. And we'll get that information out before we wrap up with Angie here about how you can call the website and how you can reach her. And one of the last things I wanted to make sure to bring up is a great section you have about the holiday roast swap. As we've touched on here, Angie, you're not alone. Myself and my mom and dad I'm spending Christmas with are certainly thinking about ways to, save a buck or two with this Christmas. And the holiday roast swap is a nice section for that.
It is. So we've got some of the most popular roast there. And then, you could, swap out the tenderloin for the strip loin roast. I didn't even talk about that, but I have a lot of information. If you're a New York strip steak lover, a strip roast is just keeping those steaks all together, you know, kind of like the rib roast is our ribeye steak. Mm-hmm. But maybe if you head to the supermarket and the strip roast is on sale and it's a couple dollars cheaper per pound than the ribeye, similar cuts, a little bit different, similar cooking methods, but yeah, swap in one of those. And we do have separate recipes for the strip roast, but they're pretty interchangeable because they're tender. You just need to kind of roast them, not tenderize them. But yeah, then some other, like a top sterling petite, a strip petite. You can always print this off as PDF. It's just a nice 8.5 by 11. Pop it in your car so you got it when you go to the supermarket. Pull it out and say, hey, you know what? I'm, I want to try swapping it out for one of these. And yeah. And, stay flexible.
And we've barely scratched the surface, the tip, the beef tip of all the things that are available for you at beeftips.com, everybody. I do want to send, real quickly, do want to make a note. I did a little homework before this interview, watched some of these videos, Angie. You're great. Mm-hmm. You're really good at these. You did a great job with them.
Thank you. I got a good editor, Caitlin, my coworker. She does all my video and editing. She makes me look good.
I have a good producer. I know exactly what you mean. I have a good.
Yep.
Angie, thank you so much for joining us. If people do have follow-up questions or want to know more about some of what we talked about today, how can they get in touch with you?
So, yeah, I just, the easiest way is probably to head right to beeftips.com, click on About Us, and then on that page you'll see we got our phone numbers on here. And then you'll see me, Angie Horka. You can click on Contact Angie, and that email will come right to me. Shoot me an email, and if you want to talk on the phone, I'll give you a buzz back. I'm busy traveling, but I got a lot of windshield time this week and next, so I'll be on the phone. So I can talk on the phone.
Right up. The phone number I have here is 608-833-9941. That's 608-833-9941. You can find that number and how to reach out to Angie at beeftips.com, beeftips.com. Be sure to bookmark that page. And, of course, as always, buy local, support local, and find the beef in your area and supporting our lag industry as best you can. Angie, thank you so much for joining us. You did too good of a job, though. You're going to have to come back. We got to talk to you soon.
Okay. We can do that. I can do that. Thank you so much for having me, and you guys all have a great holiday.
Yeah, you too. Have a great holiday to you and yours, Angie. Thank you for the time. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.